tonight, you know, she said if he was on 10-6 tonight, the first of all, there was the RAC box at the bottom of the road, you know, the old Methley Lane. And you would make a point there, say it's 10:15, the sergeant would probably come out and he used to give you a chalk. And he'd say good night to you. And you think, oh, I've got a clear run. Because, you know, like a lot of other people, sometimes you think, oh, hell, it's a bad night. I don't really want to wander around all these outbuildings at Hulse's Mill or things like that. And you might not make a point. And then, of course, if you didn't make a point, the inspector had been out. Where were you at? Dixon? Obviously, there were people going on holiday and you had all their property to check. Because if you didn't find them, you were in trouble next morning. If there'd been a burglary or anything and you didn't find them. So you had quite an area to cover, you know, all through the village, people and that. And, you know, you'd go by the railway station, have a look round, see if there were anybody hanging about on the station. Sometimes you'd get, you know, tramp or whatever there. And then you'd go through the different housing estates where, you know, there was unoccupied property. I think about 2 o'clock we used to have our meal. Sometimes, well, obviously we were friends down, with guys down at Methley, they would come up and we'd have a natter, you know.
And where would you have your meal?
Well, we could go down to the brewery, at Bentley's Brewery. Because obviously, I mean, as I say, I've never been a drinker, but some of the lads used to like going down and they'd have a drink. There was always booze there, obviously.
In the middle of the night?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like there was a canteen sort of thing.
It was a bit rough, you know. I mean, they had a bucket and they had pint pots, you know, you thing in for your beer and all that. But, I mean, some of the lads, they used to enjoy a pint. They'd come up and we'd have an hour and then they would have to race back down to Methley for their point, you know, down there. Because you never knew when the inspector were going to come out. In the main, they were pretty good, but I mean, I've never been a great one for rushing around doing things, but I always tried to do the job that I was supposed to do.
And what about the pubs? Did you have to make sure they closed on time?
We used to visit all the pubs in the area. Of course, the sergeant and myself, I mean, the sergeant, they call him Jack Ellis. His wife used to be the barmaid at the Three Horseshoes at that time. And, of course, he would say, right, Dixon, we'll visit the pubs tonight. We'll go around all the pubs, you know, from, I don't know, closing time at 10:30. And, you know, you try to whiz around and get them all out by 11 o'clock and things like that. But they never seemed to have a great deal of problem with pubs at that, you know, trouble at all, you know. I can't recall it anyhow.
So they were all fairly disciplined about shutting up at 11 o'clock. Yeah. They didn't have lock-ins and
No. I think they were quite happy to close. You know, it was at the end of their day. They'd been open since, I don't know, 6 o'clock, and so they were ready to close. But I had a good relationship with most people there. As in the job, it didn't sort of lend itself to be friendly with everybody because everybody don't like policemen, do they?
What was the most serious thing? Did you ever have to deal with a murder or a really serious attack?
No, I think the most serious things would be buggery, rape, one or two of those. And then, of course, you're involved, even at that time, you're involved CID, you know, used initial.
And would they be domestic incidents, what you're talking about there? Or, Did you have much to do with Alton Hall? Because it was a mental hospital at that point, wasn't it?
In the main, sudden death, that was the main thing as far as I'm concerned, yeah. And there was quite a few, obviously it was quite a big place and we did get quite a few deaths. And, you know, when coroner gets involved, you've always got a little bit more than the normal death, you know, that kind of thing. But
you didn't have any escapes from there of people?
No, we didn't. Very few. Probably, I think at the time I was there, maybe a couple of guys got out, but there were no problem. We got them back again.
Right,
you know.
Right, right.
No, it wasn't. It was quite a peaceful kind of a society around here.
What was it like for your wife and family, being the family of a policeman in the village?
I mean, up for quite some time, I mean, we didn't know anybody apart from the next door neighbours who were policemen. And then the chief inspector at Garth, I think, got a ladies' circle going for my wife, and, you know, she got friendly with the people there, and it sort of escalated. The kids, I think they had a bit of a rough time with the lads on the Corbord estate, being Bobby's sons and that, but they sorted it out themselves, you know.
Did you ever come across the fact that Alton and Woodlesford were quite tribal places?
I did, no.
And that people, some people in Alton didn't like the ones in Woodlesford and vice versa.
That did sort of rear its head from time to time, you know. You're a woody guy, you know. Not to do with us,
right.
But there were never any bother about it. Not to me, anyhow, you know.
Did any of the policemen who were here before you, tell you any stories about what it was like working here before your time?
Well, I said Dougie is, God bless him, he's dead like now. He was here, and Dougie Pickles. He'd packed it in. He was an insurance agent, when I came here. And we got to know one another. He was a right keen rugby guy. And it's funny, the guy who I moved into his house, they call him Friend, Cliff Friend. Everybody said he was the most friendly guy you could ever come to. He went with his... there was nothing really serious went on. It did seem to be quite a laid-back community. To say that there were so many foreigners up there, you know.
Did you get any stick about your name?
Oh, not much, because Dixon of Dock Green, of course, was around. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to get it regularly, yeah. No problem there. As I say, I just thought the people here were great. I loved it. I really did. And everybody wouldn't say the same about me, but they were, generally speaking, decent people. I mean, you're going to get a bit of a scallywag wherever you go, aren't you?
It's fascinating that you say you used to go on the beat at night in the village. I don't suppose a policeman does that nowadays.
No, I don't think so. Oh, no, we went out at 10 o'clock as I say, I want a builder, so I wasn't bothered about going to the brewery. So you could nip back home and have your meal, you know, 3/4 of an hour or whatever it was, and then away you go. And the guys at Garforth, they knew where you were, and if they wanted you. I mean, obviously, you got some accidents during the night, you get a road accident. I mean, one quite serious, a lad called Peter Shearman, he was on his cycle, and I just happened to be in charge that day, and we had an accident down Methley Lane, and there were 3 people killed down there. And we went, Peter was on his bike, I was in a little A40, you know, dealing with it. Now what would you get now? 20 ambulances, 500 policemen.
And were you around when they introduced Panda cars?
Yes, I started off with, what do you call these, little mini bikes, you know what I mean, the LE Velocettes.
With an engine in them?
Yeah, that's right. I didn't actually have one. They did have one down at the office at Methley. And then we started on minivans, and then we got to Ford Escorts. I think by the time we got them, we were joined with Rothwell then, so...
Methley closed, presumably.
Yeah, they pulled the police station down there. I don't know what year. Coming from out in the Dales, it was an entirely different entity, because a place like Settle, there was a lot of masons there, there were a lot of farmers. Tuesday market day, cars all down the main street, you know, got to go and book these guys, you know, unnecessary obstruction, things like that. Probably get 80% that would never go to court because they were all done there. Now, when you came to Alton, if you booked somebody, the first fortnight I was there, I think I did about 70-some cars on the coal board estate, all backed on the wrong side of the road. They all got caution. I was doing my job, you know. But if you book people up in the Dales, they looked at you differently to what they did here. And I say, as true as I'm sat here, if I went down to the club, which I wasn't supposed to, you'd see a guy say, "You bugger, you booked me, didn't you? I just want a pint." You know, stuff like that. And you were entirely different.
Whereas up in the Dales, they'd have ostracised
you. Oh, yeah, yeah, they didn't want to know you, yeah. Right. And we were Dales people. And they were in the main, they were great. You had something when you got a bobby going round. You don't mean to say that you're an officious guy or anything. You do try to help people, don't you? And stuff like that. I loved it. I loved being on the beat.